sitting down at a chai shop, a tea shop in Dohuk. I'm with my co-producer Carlos Urtuta. And Carlos has been to Iraqi Kurdistan several times. Mate, what sort of changes have you seen since you first started coming to this area?
Well, streets look slightly cleaner, but electricity supply, I reckon it's even worse than before, you know. There weren't so many light cuts a few years ago, but now it's getting serious. Other than that, you can also spot some new buildings, especially outside the center, far away from the bazaar area. But I think that this part of the town, like the bazaar and the center in itself, remains pretty much the same. You know, I've been, for example, that building next to us. I've seen that building scaffolded for over 3 years, without any changes.
You mean this one, which
that one over there?
Okay, so that's just a shell. It's just the concrete structure, and well, apart from just large concrete blocks and some stairs that seem to lead nowhere. Yeah, that's a building that needs some serious work before anything can happen inside. What about socially? You know, you mentioned a couple of times in some of the restaurants that we've eaten, or even in cafes, that you've seen some social changes too.
Yeah, you know, the regular restaurant, street restaurant, before, I would say 2 years ago, it was unthinkable to come across women having lunch in those places, you know. Some of those places would have like a separate lunch or an upstairs floor where women would gather or just sit down for a fast lunch. But as we saw the other day, we saw a group of four women sitting around the table in a place which is mainly frequented by men. Also the way they dress, you know, I'm talking about just apparent, very evident changes, you know. You can see that, you know, the little by little, you know, they're getting, you know, yeah.
Just more progressive.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Other than that,
I'm just constantly amazed by how welcoming Kurdish people are. And, well, actually, we've been welcomed with open arms by Christians in Dohuk, Kurds, Arabs, Yazidis. Everyone we've met has, pleaded with us to, you know, come, sit down, have a cup of chai, let's talk.
Kurds in general, generally speaking, Kurds are very welcoming people. They love foreigners up here, you know. I reckon it gives them a sense of normality to a place who's been ravaged by war for so many years. And as you have already mentioned, yeah, we are having a very welcoming visit.
That's also with regard to security. I mean, this is quite unlike what you might see on television or read in newspapers or hear on the radio about the security situation in Iraq. I mean, it's a bit of a cliche now to say that Kurdistan, you know, is the other Iraq, but it is completely different up here, isn't it?
It is completely different, yeah. Securities, I think there's no worries at all, you know. Or if you stick to the main route, like Duhok, Erbil, Sulaymaniyah, once you approach the border in areas like around Kirkuk and Mosul, especially around Mosul, it's a big issue, you know. And Mosul lies just 40 kilometers far away from here.
Yeah, that's quite... Yeah, you sometimes forget that, you know, that there are some serious problems just a very short distance away. Well, mate, let's enjoy our chai. We've got another big day of filming.
Absolutely. Inshallah.
Inshallah.